Yeah, I think what we tried to do, it wasn't an easy decision to make in terminating David's employment, given the remarkable achievements of last season, and I think the great expectations therefore for this season. So I think once we made what was a tough decision, but clearly a decision that needed to be made, especially for those that watched the Birmingham game, knew that it wasn't the type of performance that we'd come to expect, and it was performance that meant we had to make what was that tough decision. We very quickly wanted to put out a statement that clarified the position to enable Mickey to concentrate, supported by Paul Eckenbottom and Chris Howarth, the under-21 and under-21 coaches respectively, to concentrate for a tough game at Brighton. And what we said was that we'd make a further statement on Wednesday. I think when Wednesday dawned, the further statement was there was no further statement. And I think what we're trying to do, and we have done since I've come in, is communicate clearly and with great clarity when there is something that the supporters absolutely need to know, direct to them via the club. So I think what was in our thinking was we wanted Mickey to have the best possible opportunity away from the media glare to prepare the team. We put out a clear statement. And secondly, I think the reason why we probably aren't, you know, letting the supporters know what's happening on a day-by-day or even a minute-by-minute basis is because from what I saw slightly from afar last year, but obviously working in football, was the way our search for a manager was conducted more in the media glare this time last year wasn't necessarily helpful and at times portrayed a less than favourable position of the club. And that's something Morris and I want to seek, you know, with Barry Taylor, the other director, and Patrick, the owner, portrayed slightly differently this year. So I guess the update is when there is something that the supporters absolutely need to know about what's going on at the football club, then we will let them know. But rest assured that everybody connected with the football club from the owner down is working in Barnsley's best interests.
What have you told to Mickey Mellon? Obviously, he's in this temporary position as it stands at the moment. What dialogue have you had with him, Ben?
My dialogue with Mickey is exactly the dialogue that I had with David, that Mickey's preparing the team, he's caretaker manager. So just like I was available to support David, and I think David, you know, was very kind in his words about how he had been supported throughout his time at Barnsley, then Mickey's getting the same level of support. Mickey can speak to me at any time, and we've supported him wholeheartedly. I think what he's done in the two games is to be praised. And Mickey's being a manager himself. He played a number of games. I'm sure I must have watched him back in the day at Blackpool and Burnley. But in all seriousness, Mickey's somebody that's prepared for this eventuality. He's close to finishing his pro licence, which is a very, very significant qualification. And Mickey's a professional. He's paid to do a job, and I think he's done it very well.
How much time has he got in this temporary guise that he's in at the moment?
Yeah, that's the question that everybody has been wanting to ask me, and our supporters are undoubtedly wanting to know the answer to. I think Mickey's a professional, and he's doing the job to a very high standard. And Mickey and I will have regular daily dialogue, and the board and I have regular daily dialogue. And as and when there's things for the supporters to know, then undoubtedly they'll hear it from the club first.
Absolutely. I mean, we know that money isn't exactly at the bucket load at Barnsley. Mickey Mellon, I don't want to level him as the cheaper option here, Ben, but would it be fair to say that it would help you financially if Mickey Mellon did prove to be the man going forward?
I think, as I said earlier, I'm not going to get drawn on those type of questions because I think it's unfair to put any greater pressure on the boys to succeed at Yeovil than the league table puts on our players and our club to succeed against Yeovil on Saturday and then into the games against Leeds, against Bolton, against Derby and in essence the four games in 10 days. So this football club's been very well supported by the owner over the last nearly 9 years, I think, since he's owned it. That support hasn't waned, and I think we'll try and make the best decision that we feel, or the board feels, in consultation with myself, that's right for Barnsley, and we'll do that when we, you know, believe it's right for Barnsley as well.
Have you drawn up a shortlist, Ben?
Again, that's exactly the question, Murray, that you have to ask, and you know probably from the tone of this interview and the discussions I've had as best possible with BBC Radio Sheffield to try and keep you in the loop, is that I think we've got plans in place that we hope come to fruition, and as and when they do and when it's right to push the buttons on those plans, we'll do that.
Okay, so I can't ask you who's on it if there is one.
Absolutely not. Well, you can, Murray. You can, and then you just have. And I understand why you've got to do it. I think what we're aware of is that we don't want the fans to think that in any way their magnificent support this season, in particular away at Brighton and away at Burnley, isn't very well received. It's absolutely incredible, and it's very much valued and going to be required going into the rest of the season. So I think we just felt a week on from the statement after the Brighton game that clearly we needed them to know that we appreciate that support and we are listening.
Well, I probably know the answer to this next question. Lots of people have brought up the name Danny Wilson as well. Is he someone you have registered in your minds at the moment? Would his name have cropped up in conversations behind the scenes, Ben?
Murray, did you cover the Brighton away game?
I did.
Yes, you did. I don't know if you saw that I was handing out vouchers for free sort of teas and coffees, and I'm not mentioning that as an unshame full plug to what we did that night, but there was 181 that made that trip, and 181 suggested to me who should be the next manager, assistant manager, first team coach, goalkeeping coach, right down to various other members of staff. And given there was 181, and I stood there from 6 o'clock, I had a good listen to all of those that made the remarkable journey on a Tuesday night. And all I will say is there was obviously a good number of that 181 who suggested that Danny Wilson should be our next manager, and I obviously listened to that. But back to the seriousness of the question, Danny Wilson will forever be linked to any to whenever the manager's position here is vacant, but I'm not going to be drawn on any names or shortlists or anything else, other than everybody at this football club at the moment is supporting Mickey Mellon and the players to get 3 points in a very important game on Saturday.
Of course. Let's just move away from managerial speak for now. I want to talk to you about a few players who obviously have their contracts in terms of their loan deals up in the air at the moment. The likes of Jack Butland, first of all, Ben. He, I believe, is due to return. Is it on Boxing Day or the New Year? What's the latest on Jack Butland from what you can tell us at the moment?
Yeah, Jack, I think we'd all accept, has been a positive acquisition to the football club, especially, given the problems Luke Steele's had with his back. And we're hopeful over the next week or two that they'll improve for Luke. But back on to Jack. Jack's been, a great acquisition from start to finish, not just his performances on the pitch. And if you're at Brighton, I think the one onto the bar and one or two of the other saves he made showed his ultimate Premiership pedigree. And he's probably prospective real international quality. Mark Cartwright, the technical director at Stoke, and I speak on a regular basis. Jack's very well represented by, in my opinion, one of the better representatives that's out there. And we'll continue to speak. But I think Jack was very honest in a piece that he did just after or just before the Brighton game, I think, in which he said he's obviously got Premier League aspirations. And with the window not closed until midnight on the 31st of January and Premiership loans only being able to be window to window, Jack, with one eye on his ambition and his desire to be in Brazil, may mean that he waits till later in the window to decide that Premier League loan might not be possible. And then I think he acknowledged if it was a potential loan to the Championship, that he would, we'd be firmly in his thoughts. So I think Jack's been honest enough to clarify the position and his thoughts on that, which all I can do is stay in regular contact with Stoke and his representatives and go from there. But let's not forget Luke Steele. Luke, as I understand it, he is our club captain. He's a respected member of staff and of our playing staff, and he's firmly under contract to this club till the end of next season. So let's hope that Steely's able to put this back problem he's had, or persistent back problem he's had. And if Jack Butland and Luke Steele at this club, great competition. And if Luke's playing to the best of his ability, he's a championship goalkeeper.
What about Marcus Tudgay as well? Obviously, he was brought in by David Flitcroft, made his debut in the match before David Flitcroft left, but he had a cracking game at Brighton. I'm sure those 180-plus fans who travelled saw what Marcus Tudgay can do. What's the thinking about his future at Barnsley? Because I suppose he was brought in as cover for Chris O'Grady, but what are you thinking in terms of moving forwards with Marcus Tudgay?
Yeah, I think Marcus, indeed, you know, the Birmingham game is one that we all probably don't want to labour anybody's performance. And, you know, in that game, I think against Brighton, Marcus had a hand in both goals. Marcus knows the football club. He's a consummate professional and a very, very good performer on his day at this level. So I'm sure they'll be the two things that we'll discuss. And Marcus, again, is well represented, and we'll continue to speak to Marcus and his representatives towards the end of his loan period.
Okay, and just finally, Ben, I've got to ask you about the latest on the new logo. I believe you've been asking supporters for their suggestions about the club's new crest. So just explain the thinking behind this one, please, Ben.
Yeah, I think I've probably spoken enough about my desire to maybe come up with a crest that was the football club's, that was an identity that the football club could get behind, as opposed to maybe using something that was the town's. I think it's been an incredibly competitive voting process between one of the options put forward by the club and retaining the existing crest. I just need to try and sit down and truly understand some of the data. There seems to be a suggestion that one or two of the votes for certain options have come from the same IP addresses. So we're just going to need to crunch that final data, and then it looks like a nigh on dead heat between one of the options, as I say, the existing one. So we just need to decide how we're going to move forward with that. But I think what's been good is that the fans have been involved in that process. We haven't done what other clubs have done on a rebranding exercise recently, or brand refresh, however you want to term it, and simply decided for the fans where the club's going to go. We've had them engage. We've had some positive feedback. We've had some negative feedback, but feedback all the same has been imperative. No, we'll definitely be making further announcements. Unfortunately, marketing initiatives and changes that you want to make to a football club do get derailed at times by events on the pitch, and clearly sometimes trying to move things forward and put things in place whilst the team isn't performing as well as you'd like on the pitch is difficult times to do that. But I'd like to thank all the supporters and stakeholders who voted in that process, and in the next week or two we'll come back to the fans and undoubtedly let them know where we are.